Doyle also wants the state to capture 10% of the emerging market in the production of renewable resources by the year 2030. He wants to encourage more renewable fuels research by the University of Wisconsin and wants three UW campuses to move off the electrical grid within the next 3 years. Doyle also says the state should expand ethanol and establish a so-called cellulosic ethanol plant that converts energy from chopped up wood.
Clearly, moving to fuel that is based on products, forest and agricultural and others grown here in Wisconsin is going to be better for us.
Doyle's plan comes at a year when he signed a new law requiring the state to produce 10% of its power from renewable resources by the year 2015. That measure's sponsor, GOP Assemblyman Phil Montgomery, says he's not sure the state has the capacity to expand renewable energy to the levels Doyle is calling for in just two decades.
You know, numbers like 25% that drive the cost up, you're going to then drive away business.
Montgomery says any blueprint should also include more reliable sources of energy, such as through new nuclear power plants. Doyle says it's important to keep an open mind in light of changing technology, but that new nuclear plants won't be built in Wisconsin for a long time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.